Camp wins it to Schmaltz, to Gustafson, right point, closing in, top of the right circle, shoots, he scores! Hawks win it overtime! Gustafson with a rocket from the top of the right circle, beats Reimer!
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Jeremy Calton is your Blackhawks head coach, and coach, congratulations on that win. I got to tell you, I was very busy, and I clicked on the score, and I saw 4-2 again. I'm going, ugh. Can you just come back and win tonight? Just do it for me. Next thing you know, there's 1 second left, Dave. One second.
Yep.
And a snapshot ties it and you win it in overtime. What a great win, Coach.
Yeah, I'm glad the boys could come through for you.
Exactly. It's nice of him to step up.
If you know, that's all it took.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The best thing in the post-game interview, Jeremy said, well, hey, it shows when you play that hard, then it works, you know? So, like, obviously, if you play hard.
Just with 1 second to go, to have the puck on your stick and to be able to instinctively react that way, because if DeBrincat he pauses at all, it's over.
Yeah, he's got quick hands, and as you said, in that moment, you know, to be he had it was on his backhand, he got it to his forehand, and he got it to the net. It wasn't thing went off the stick potentially, but at least he gave himself a chance for it to go in.
Yeah, it was cool. Now, here's the thing. I was hoping you guys would have about 8 games in a row after that because it was such positive momentum. Is there such a thing as keeping momentum going a few days later like this?
Yeah, it hasn't been that long. You know, they had the day off on Sunday and then we practiced yesterday. So I think, you know, that extra day was needed just to recharge after the flight and whatnot. But I think it was nice to bring home some positive energy and, you know, we got a chance to keep it going here today, so hopefully the boys come out with some pace and some speed, and we can keep it going.
Well, you said goodbye to Nick Schmaltz over the weekend. You have two new players who were on hand for practice yesterday. What are your plans for those guys, and what are your expectations?
Hazing. I would think hazing would be first.
I don't think that's hazing, no.
Not for me, anyway.
Right.
But they're gonna they'll go right in, and both those guys we're excited to have. We think they give us some more depth up front. Both big bodies and different players. You know, Perlini's more of he's got speed, more of a direct game, big shot. Strome a little more skilled, more of a thinker out there. Reads the game really well. So they add different things to our team, but they both add depth and some competition in our group, and that's a positive.
Coach, you've coming up in the month of December, there's a heavy dose of divisional games. You've got a couple with the Predators. You got the Jets, of course, coming up here. That really, for Blackhawks fans, is a litmus test because the division is so strong. Do you see it the same way, that we'll know more about this team after running the gauntlet of playing these division games coming up the next month?
Yeah, I think that's right. As you say, it's a very strong division, and it'll be a test for us to see where we're at. The positive is if we are able to have some success, we can climb the ladder because it's a lot of head-to-head, and these are the teams we're battling against for position. And we've been going here for a few weeks, you know, chipping away, trying to get better every day, and I think the key is for us to have our game at a place where we think we can compete every night, and I think we're getting closer to that.
And Stan Bowman made a good point in the press conference yesterday, I think it was, when he said, listen, we don't want to see Schmaltzy go, but you got to give something to get something. We had a chance for a 2-for-1 here, so we feel good about it. Who gets the Schmaltz spot? What do you do about juggling here to take those minutes?
Yeah, no, we'll rejig the combos here, so I wouldn't say, I think they'll both kind of get those minutes. And it's, I said to both of them when I was able to speak with them yesterday, you're going to earn what you get, and that goes for the whole group. You know, you play well, you get more. If the other guys are better, then you're going to get less, and that's just the way it is. But that will push everyone to perform at a higher level day to day.
Penalty kill, power play, how are you feeling?
I think they're both getting better. I mean, the results still aren't there. But when we watch it, we feel like we're taking some strides, and it can have such a positive effect on our team if we can get those going. You know, right now we're in the bottom in both categories, so there's a lot still to get out of both those, you know, situations. So we're going to keep working at it. We, you know, we work on it every day almost, and but I do feel we're moving in the right direction, and when we do get it, you know, not perfect, but where we want it to be, I think it'll really help our team get results.
I saw on the NHL Blackhawks Instagram story yesterday that because there was a lot of snow days in the area, that there was Bring Your Kid to Work Day. Did you bring your kids into practice?
No, unfortunately. They're in Rockford right now.
Sure.
So they had a snow day there too. And they were in on the weekend, so I saw them Sunday, but they went home Sunday afternoon, and we were all wishing that they wouldn't have done that because they didn't have school anyway. But they'll get their chance to come to work once we get in Chicago.
And how old are the kids?
6 and 4, and then the newborn. Newborn's not quite ready to come to work yet.
Does the newborn have a sweater yet?
She does. Yeah. Yeah,
I hope she has one of the Winter Classic sweaters, because those are the coolest ones.
Yeah, we haven't dabbled there yet, but I'm sure we will.
The 6-year-old, being in school, I hadn't even thought about that. But that's, you know, Coach, you're not asking for this, but I give you credit for that. It's hard being away from your family, in the middle of doing all this. But then again, I guess it gives you time to focus 120% on the gig, too.
Yeah, well, we've been on the road quite a bit. So, you know, whether they were living here or in Rockford, I'm not sure I would have seen them much more. But, you know, they're... The 6-year-old, he's battling right now.
Sure.
But the 4-year-old, he doesn't care.
4-year-old goes, hey, yeah, come home when you can.
Yeah,
more
exactly.
Food for me. Dave, last word.
You get Vegas tonight. You're going to see the Golden Knights twice, I think, in the next 9-10 days. This is a team that were a great story last year. First-year franchise, went all the way to the Stanley Cup Final. It hasn't been quite as easy for them this year. Do you see it? And they've been better lately, though, and they got back-to-back shutouts coming in from Marc-Andre Fleury. You see any difference with them this year?
Yeah, I didn't see them so much in the beginning. You know, obviously they didn't have the start they wanted, but they've been much better lately. You know, they have their identity. They're going to play with a ton of speed and pace and pressure and come at us. And, you know, that doesn't seem to have changed. And as you say, they're playing better lately. So it'll be another good test for us. And, you know, hopefully we'll respond.
You know, Coach, I'll let you go on this, but and you don't have to commit if you don't want to, but you see all the buildings and I don't. Is there a dumber pregame opening than the Vegas Golden Knights?
I haven't seen them all yet.
Okay, good answer. Good answer.
I'll take the
fifth. Good answer. You are good. Jeremy Calton, head coach for your Chicago Blackhawks. Have some fun. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks a lot.